I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
We have seen Director Comey's latest letter to the Hill. We are glad to see that as we were, that he has found, as we were confident that he would, that he has confirmed the conclusions that he really reached in July. And we're glad that this matter is resolved.
Well, the FBI pulled off some kind of miracle under the direction of James Comey. They looked through 50,000 emails and decided that, hey, you know what, nothing there, nothing to see. Everything's just fine with regards to Hillary Clinton. Join us on the line right now, Joe DeGenova, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia. Good friend of the show. Good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning.
All right. So Comey says he's looked at all of the emails that matter on Anthony Weiner's laptop and has found nothing, absolutely nothing of interest. What is your thought, Joe?
Well, the second Comey letter, the second coming of Comey, we can call it, is actually an example of the cult of personality taking over the FBI. This is a legacy letter. This is about Comey saving himself. The original sin was his conclusion that there was insufficient evidence and that no reasonable prosecutor would bring a case here. That conclusion was, of course, ludicrous. He usurped the function of the Department of Justice at that time when he had no right to do so. And as a result of all the developments, he had to continue to do things to save himself from his original sin. That said, I think right now Comey has become a joke, both inside the building with former FBI agents and certainly on Capitol Hill, even among Democrats, while they will publicly say that they're just thrilled and they think he's a great guy. In fact, they think he's a doofus, and they think that he's a self-aggrandizing individual who enjoys puffing himself up to be stentorian and to be the guy in charge of the show. He is certainly not the invisible FBI director, which is what we want in an FBI director. So he has won for himself, and the country has lost.
Let me just follow up. Could a President Trump or a President Hillary Clinton fire him?
Yes, yes. He is an executive, even though some of the idiots in the media have maintained that he is an independent person. He has a 10-year term, but there's nothing in the statute that says he can't be fired. And under our Constitution, the President of the United States, notwithstanding what some Democrats think, can fire any executive branch official he wants, including the FBI director, and he doesn't need a reason.
That's good to hear, because there is some ambiguity about that. Let me ask you this, Joe. We know what James Comey said in this letter. What didn't he say? I mean, this was all specific to Hillary Clinton, and it was specific to this question of intent. But it says nothing about Huma Abedin, Cheryl Mills, anybody else who was granted immunity. It says nothing about issues beyond the intent to violate the Espionage Act. Is there anything else that can be discovered from these emails?
Well, he didn't say anything about the Clinton Foundation investigation. But let's not give our listeners false hope. If Hillary Clinton wins tomorrow, all of these investigations are over. The Justice Department will remain in the hands of Clinton sycophants. The FBI will remain in the hands of James Comey, who has proven himself to be an unworthy recipient of the reins at the FBI. So I think people just need to be serious about this. This is over tomorrow if she wins.
Yeah. Joe, let me ask you this then, specific to the timing here. There's no doubt that we had a lot of leaks from various FBI agents who were disgruntled over the last week on both sides of the equation.
Yes.
By dropping this letter Sunday night and the election coming Tuesday morning, was this timed out in such a way so he can sort of blunt any possible leak from agents disputing his conclusion that he announced yesterday? In other words, you know, there's a very short window now for another narrative to come out, and I'm guessing, based on your reporting, that there are a lot of agents who disagreed with this move.
No, I think basically people have settled in. I don't expect there to be any groundswell of reaction to what he did, because I think people expected it. But here's the point. He did it because, you know, he wanted to get it done in time and give 48 hours for it to sink in and, you know, make it look like he was trying to be fair to her. The end of this, when all is said and done, is it depends on who becomes president.
Yep.
And if she wins, it's over. And Comey will be a hostage to fate. He will be a useless FBI director, unable to investigate serious high crimes in the executive branch because no one will trust him. I expect her to, and she's certainly not going to fire him if she becomes president. I hope Trump becomes president and he fires him, because the FBI director has become an embarrassment to the Bureau. As I said, the cult of personality has taken over the Bureau. He really is a second J. Edgar Hoover. He's actually kind of nutty and weird, and well, you watch him and his physiognomy, and he is a very strange person consumed by his own self-importance.
Well, now, let me move on to another angle to this thing, and that is that there was an email that came out of it was a redacted email, came from the State Department, that talks repeatedly, a whole series of them, about how documents were being sent to the Secretary of State, then Hillary Clinton's Secretary of State, home at what they call Whitehaven, and they were going to be printed out by her maid. And we know that there was probably a lot of classified information that was sent over there through the private server, and that the maid, who had no security clearance whatsoever, was the person tasked by the Secretary of State to print these up for her and deliver them to her.
Yes, that was Marina Santos, the maid. She did not have a security clearance. Now, here's what's important. Obviously, the maid has no authority whatsoever to touch the top secret documents that she did. And by the way, they were top secret as well as secret. She got those inside of what's called a SCIF, a Secure Classified Information Facility. Hillary Clinton was given the honor of having a SCIF in each house, one on Whitehaven Boulevard in D.C. and one in Chappaqua. Those are supposed to be locked all the time under armed guard. Neither was. And they were left unlocked. And other laptops and electronic devices were found in them, which had nothing to do with being secured devices. The additional evidence about Marina Santos and the SCIFs does nothing more than further embarrass the FBI director and his ludicrous conclusion that no reasonable prosecutor would bring a case in this case. The fact is that only a corrupt, politically corrupt prosecutor wouldn't bring a case in this case. He's part of it. He succumbed to the wishful thinking that he might get something out of this for himself in the future. I have no idea what it is. Maybe it's just his own view of himself, personal adulation. A guy, you know, so consumed by his own self-importance. But the truth is, the maid and the SCIFs are further example that the original decision by the Bureau was not a thorough investigation. It was incompetent. It was unprofessional. And it's an embarrassment to the FBI, except one person. It's not an embarrassment to James Comey, who is consumed by his own self-importance.
Very quickly, and we just have a second, Scooter Libby can practice law again. Is that right?
Yes. This is a slap in the face to James Comey. The happiest day, one of the happiest days of my wife Victoria and I, was to find out over the weekend that Scooter Libby has been restored to the practice of law by the D.C. Court of Appeals. Yeah. As a result of an investigation by the D.C. Bar, they found that testimony had been presented by Patrick Fitzgerald, which was not true. And as a result, he was unfairly convicted. Judith Miller recanted her testimony and said that she had been made to give false testimony by Patrick Fitzgerald. And it was Patrick Fitzgerald and James Comey who decided they were going to get Vice President Cheney somehow. And the way to do it was to get Scooter Libby and then flip him. Unfortunately for them, Scooter Libby was an honest man and wouldn't lie about the vice president. And that reinstitution of Scooter Libby to the practice of law comes just in time to slap James Comey right in the face.
All right, Joe DeGeneva, of his very clear and strong opinions this morning. Thank you, Joe.
You bet.